Through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, Republic listeners. This is the start of the Tommy Cryer Show. Today, Tommy is not with us. I am his substitute host, Larry Beecraft. Incidentally, I have half of the Larry Beecraft TV Kids show on Saturday mornings between 9 and 10. And today we've got Tommy had a show lined up, and then he's gone now, and he asked me to be the host today. Today I've got Payman Motahedar on from the Freedom Law School. He's my guest this afternoon for the next hour. Then after that, I'm going to have Dane von Beichenbruckhardt from the Bill Rights Foundation in Washington, D.C. But before we get started, let me ask, Payman, are you on the line?
I am, Larry. Thanks for having me on your program.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, this is Tommy's program today, but he's off doing his thing, and last week, Tommy's an LSU fan, and you know I've had a battle with him over the last 10 days about how good LSU was. LSU is just kind of a lucky football team, but then Tommy's a good host rather than a lucky host. Payman, let's get started. You run the Freedom Law School out in Phelan, California.
That's correct.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I started Freedom Law School in January of 1996 after I got into the Freedom so-called Patriot Movement in 1992, and I studied law on my own and help of other people like the folks at Free Enterprise Society. And after teaching classes for a couple of years, it eventually developed into a full-time effort.
And how long have you been? Where was Freedom Law School located before you moved up to Phelan?
Well, originally it was in Orange County, California, in Tustin, which is about 45 minutes south of Los Angeles area. But I moved out from there about 6 years ago to Phelan, which is in the high desert of Southern California, an hour outside of Los Angeles in the countryside of LA suburbs. And basically because the cost of living there was a lot more affordable and also a better place to raise a family.
Also a windy place, too.
Yes. Exactly. You got it. You've been there, Larry.
Hey, Payman, let's back up. You've got a very interesting story about where you come from. You were born in Iran, right?
That's correct. I was born and raised in Iran in a Jewish family. I came to America in 1977 at the age of 14, and I was very interested in freedom in America and the Constitution because where I came from, America was advertised as a free country. As growing up in Iran, where we had no political freedoms, you could not criticize the government, otherwise you could get in trouble, go to jail, tortured, or executed. And we were told that in America, you have the Constitution, that nobody can break it. As a land of free, home the brave, John Wayne, and be all you can be type of a thing. And then as I went to my high school and college classes, I learned about economics, found out we're not free as we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And then when I heard about libertarians and Libertarian Party in the early 80s, I got involved with them as soon as I became a voter in 1989.
Hey, Payman, hold that thought. I can hear when the music comes on, that's an indication that we got a commercial break coming on. Folks, stay tuned. This is the Tommy Cryer with the substitute host, Larry Beecraft, today. We'll be having a program on today for 2 hours.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, folks, we're back. This is the Tommy Clark Show. Today, Larry Beecraft, that's me, I'm his substitute host. And my guest today on this program is Payman Bodaheda from the Freedom Law School, located in, is it Phelan or Phelan, California?
That's correct. Phelan, California.
Okay, Southern California, just east from L.A., about an hour. It's up in the mountains. It's high and dry and windy up there. Payman, let's go back to your days when you were when you grew up in Iran. What was, you know, this morning when I got up and read the paper, I got up about 6:30, had a cup of coffee, and I'm reading yesterday's paper before I come down to the office. And, you know, the latest news you can read in the paper is about how the Bush administration is rattling its saber today. Gee. Up in arms over the events in Iran, particularly the nuclear program. And you know, all I can say is there's been for the last year a lot of puff and smoke coming from this this administration about a war. What was life like when you grew up in Iran, and what do you think of this current controversy? What's life like for the current Iranian citizens, and do you think we're really going to go to war?
Well, the life for the average Iranian is, of course, a lower standard of living than we have in America. We have so much material wealth surrounding us, which it is just clearly head and shoulder above every place else in the world, especially a place like Iran in the Middle East. And it looks to me, of course, the neocons, they really would like to, of course, take over the entire Middle East and reshape it and own it. They already own Afghanistan and Iraq. They invaded those countries. Of course, Iran is the heart and jewel of the Middle East, because whoever controls Iran can dominate the entire region, being above the Persian Gulf, where, you know, the oil is at. And of course, right now the Bush administration is very much bogged down in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I really hope they don't do it. They don't attack Iran, because they've already murdered and slaughtered enough people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it'll be a work of a madman to go take on a country like Iran, which is twice as big and three times as populous as Iraq. It'll be even a bigger quagmire, and it's going to really bring a lot more, killing, unfortunately. The problem is, of course, the United States government has been a tool of the big banks and corporations and oil companies for many, many decades. For example, the Iranian government, the reason they're against the United States government is because in 1953, the CIA created a coup d'etat against the lawful, democratically elected Prime Minister of Iran, Mossadegh, who wanted to nationalize the Iranian oil, which was owned by the British oil companies. For that reason only, they got rid of him with a bloody coup, and they installed Shah of Iran as a dictator king, which tortured Iranians and murdered them. The Secret Service of Iraq was very much feared by everybody. So the roots of the American-Iranian divide goes back to the fact that the U.S. company, U.S. government, as a puppet of the big banks and the corporation and the oil companies, does their bidding and their murders and their slaughter, and they're making them rich. And American people got to wake up and have the U.S. government represent the interest of the average, ordinary Americans and mind our own business, not being over 100 countries with our troops out there installing regimes and coup d'etats and wars. That's the bottom line problem out there, Larry.
When you came to America, what did you think the political environment would be like?
Well, I thought this was a free country where everybody gets to vote, and the government is supposedly, as the Constitution says, that of, by, and for the people. But as time went on, unfortunately, as I get more educated through my college classes and meeting other freedom-minded individuals, that in America we have a combination of a socialist and fascist government in which the corporations and banks and government are in bed together. They are really one and the same for the most part, and they're having more controls for the benefit of the corporations and keep people subdued with some socialist programs that keep the masses from waking up. And that the both major parties, for the most part, all the candidates, with a few exceptional people like Ron Paul, are all the same political hacks, which have been controlled by the big banks and corporations. I was very much disappointed to come to that realization, Larry. I want you to know, back in the 1980s, and that's why when I became an American citizen in 1989, the first thing I did is I registered to vote as a libertarian and joined the Libertarian Party as an activist. Of course, today I've re-registered to as a Republican only, so I can vote for Ron Paul at the Republican primaries. But that was my experience in the 80s about America.
So you joined the Libertarian Party. That must have been a shock for you to come to America and expect a free place and find out what it's truly like. It's not as free as you thought.
That's right, and I realize that the Democrats and Republicans, for the most part, are pretty much the two heads.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee are the same power structure.
Exactly. And so I thought, we need to a third party, a third way to break up this logjam. It makes sense if everybody votes for a third party like the Libertarian Party. But unfortunately, after several years of activism with Libertarian Party, I saw for myself that most people have not even heard of third parties like Libertarian Party. They don't know what they are at all, and they would not even consider voting for them if they knew them, because they are brainwashed with this thinking that they're not going to get elected, so why waste your vote? So they don't vote for a third party, even when their third party agrees with their principles a lot more than they do. So that's when I heard about the Freedom Law Movement in 1992 through some patriots who taught me about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the income tax, and what the Constitution really says. I got very excited because I discovered that America's freedom heritage is not just a philosophy, is actually embedded in our legal structure and our governmental structure that we have, except that, of course, I found out later on that it's been very much corrupted.
Well, hey, Payman, let's get back into it. You know, I had Steve Hempling on my program this morning. Got him up out of bed before 7 o'clock. That's why that's what's difficult about having a 9 o'clock Central Time show is, you know, California folks are just getting out of bed. But we talked about how he got involved in the freedom movement, and I'd like to ask you the same question. How did you told us that you were a libertarian once you became a citizen. What drew you into the freedom movement?
Well, I got into the freedom law movement when one day, getting ready to go to work, I heard on a talk radio that they're going to have this guy on their program who claimed that income tax is voluntary. Well, having been a financial planner, Larry, I have done IRAs and TOs for people. I would set them up, and I learned about taxes to that degree at least, that you can deduct your IRA and stuff like that. Supposedly, I knew some things about the income tax, but there was a lot that I didn't know. I had questions, and I thought, wow, this is something different. You don't hear about this every day. I wonder if this guy got some different perspective, some different ideas, maybe I should check it out. I mean, you never know by keeping an open mind what you may learn. So I listened to the program just for a few minutes when it aired, but I had to go to work, took their number, and called the number they announced on the program, and talked to a lady that was pretty intelligent. Her name was Tina, and she was a pretty intelligent lady, and I could tell on the phone that she's just not somebody that just fell off the turnip truck. So she talked me into going to a meeting for $40 to show me that income tax by law is voluntary, because I told her I'm with her philosophically, but I wanted to see the law, not philosophy, that really the average person does not have to file and pay income tax. So she said, no problem. If you don't believe it after I'm done, I'll give you money back.
Now, whose program was this that you attended?
This was actually a lady named Tina, who was actually Tina Terry, who was actually at that time working with a gentleman named Philip Marsh.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe this was Richard McDonald.
Yeah. Philip Marsh was the actual person behind the program. So I went to the meeting, and I was quite shocked when I saw for the first time some sections of the IRS code, the Constitution, IRS's own 1040 manual, which clearly laid out that the fact that the average person is not made liable for the filing and paying of the federal income tax. And after that, I did my own research to verify the stuff they put on the screen and showed me. I looked up the copy of the Constitution, which was in the back of my roommate's history book, and I read the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which said that the average that said that you cannot be compelled to give any information to the government that may be used against you. And at the same time, I went there, opened up a copy of the previous 1040 instruction booklet I had from a few years ago, in which it said clearly that, you know, they may share our tax information with county, city, states, as well as foreign governments.
Yeah.
And I realized right there, well, by golly, if we give this information for them to share with the whole world practically, if they wanted to, we must be giving it voluntarily. So
yeah.
clearly the average person is now made liable for the income tax then.
All right. Hey, Payment, hold that thought. We've got a commercial break coming up. Folks, this is the Tommy Cryer Show, Saturday afternoon. Stay tuned after this commercial break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, Republic listeners. This is Larry B. Kraft. I'm the guest host today for Tommy Cryer. My guest is Payman Moraheda. He operates the Freedom Law School out in Southern California. Hey, Payman, before we get started with the rest of what we're going to talk about this afternoon, do you have a website? And if so, tell our listeners how to find it.
Yes, our website is livefreenow.org. That's just like it sounds, livefreenow.org. And what we like to invite everybody to do is to go there and take advantage of the Freedom Library we just put on there, Larry. We've put all of our Freedom Conference speeches of our great speakers, people like Ron Paul, Joe Bannister, and others, on our website. People can download and watch them or listen to them free of charge.
Well, let's get back to your story, Payman, because I think this is important. What you've done, what you went through to get where you are is what a lot of people in the freedom movement go through. You know, they go through a series of organizations, they find out stuff here, they find out stuff there. A lot of them get bad information, a lot of them get some good information. That seems to be what you have been through yourself also.
Absolutely, Larry. And not only I eventually signed up very soon thereafter and paid $1,500 to get on tax, so-called, with Philip Marsh's organization, I paid him another $2,000 so I could market their plan on tax and package, so-called, for 50% commissions. And then about 7 months later, I got an $800 package from another guy who claimed that I can become a sovereign state citizen and not a U.S. citizen. So, and I couldn't tell which one's better. And in fact, I told the guy, I said, how do I know yours is right and the other one, Philip Marsh, is wrong? And all the guy could tell me is that, well, I am right.
Wow. And who's this?
That was Richard McDonald.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Richard is into the citizenship issue.
Yeah.
Damon, can we take a break right now? I think we've got a caller coming in, and I think it would be an appropriate time right now to take one. I think it's Marianne from Arkansas. Is that right?
Yes, sir, Mr. B. Crash. Marianne from Arkansas, and God bless you. And Payman, thank you so much for your work. I've got a comment and a question, I guess. But first, I want to just ask for repeats. Already, you've done such a good job of presentation and hosting. And I want to say, you know, growing up in America, the good U.S. of A., law-abiding, never paid that much attention to the law. I mean, I might have a traffic ticket or something like that. But then I'm learning the law is complex. It's not always merciful. With the law, you can hang or walk in over trivial details, maybe. So listening to a few people I respect, you're talking about complex things that really have to be understood from the ground up.
Absolutely.
And I hear some really good people with some really good knowledge, and they go so fast, I feel like after the program, you know, how much spaghetti stuck to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would ask for repeats and taking us from ignorance, that's where I put myself, over to a foundation, and even like what to study first, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Federation Papers. So let us lay a foundation and lay a plan to take us step by step by step where we can be somewhat articulate in the law, at least know how to ask intelligent questions. And I want to give a website, if I might, Mr. B.
Sure, sure.
Okay, barefootsworld.net. BAREFOOTS, barefootsworld.net. And he's an older gentleman and just seems to be a unique individual who wants to give back to humanity. And he really does have some wonderful law, history, documents posted there, and also is a huge supporter of Ron Paul. And I think your listeners would really get a lot out of it.
Well, appreciate it. And I'm sure that the people that are listening to this program can run over to, what is Barefoots World?
Barefootsworld.net.
Okay.
Barefootsworld.net. And I'll assure you, I've gone back there just in the last few days, and honestly, a person, you know, I'll look at a website for 3 minutes. This website, you could spend 2.5-3 years at,
yeah,
and maybe not cover all of it and learn all of it. I really think it's a national treasure. I do. But anyway, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling in, Marianne.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the program.
Same to you. Now, Payman, she's got a typical inquiry. You know, a lot of all of this law stuff is real complex. How did you grab a handle on it? Here you are from another country, and you come here to the United States, you become a citizen, then within a couple of years after that, you're kind of rolling deep into the Patriot Movement. You're into issues like nobody's liable for the federal income tax and then citizenship. Can you answer Marianne's question?
Sure, Larry. First of all, when I got involved in the citizenship movement, there was a guy named Bill McCarty, and Bill knew how to look things up in the law library, and I was very glad that he taught me how to look up court cases and codes and statutes. So that became one of my favorite things, to go look up and read stuff for myself. And by that time, I was taking all kind of seminars and classes, live and on tape and books from other Patriot leaders. And eventually what I told Bill is what we should do is to do a class for people like Marianne, is to give them some instructions on very basic fundamentals of law and break it down for them to the basic elements of that. And we called that course, which eventually the other guys dropped out and I kept it going. It was called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control. Eventually that became the level one course, and then the level two version of that class I developed. And the goal of that, those classes, which I used to teach once a week.
Hey, Payman, hold that thought because we got a commercial break coming up. And let's pick up after the break with how do people learn a little bit about the law. Stay tuned, listeners. This is the Tommy Cryer Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, Republic listeners. This is substitute host Larry Beecraft on the Tommy Cryer Show on this Saturday afternoon in the fall. And my guest today is Payman Bodejeda from the Freedom Law School out in Southern California, just east of L.A. Now, Payman, we got a caller coming in. But right before the break, we were on the topic of, you know, how do people learn something about all this complex legal study? And I think you were indicating that you kind of sponsor or have available a legal study course yourself.
Well, that's what I eventually had to do. I was looking for the answers for myself, Larry. And after talking to my libertarian attorney friends who told me that at law school they don't really teach you the Constitution or natural law or really even legal procedure, I decided to really study the Freedom Patriot Movement as hard as I could, and I figured I eventually would come across the right people with the right answers, and I believe I did. And that's when I put the course together, and I started teaching to my local patriots about the law and the rights. And you know, Larry, the foundation of law, as you know, is very simple. Natural law, natural rights, justice, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, their basic fundamentals. The problem is we're not taught these things in high school or even in college. So when later on we go out in the real life world, these things just hit us like we don't even know what the foundation is.
Yeah.
The second problem is, as you know, Larry, is that the law has become much more complex than it needs to be. And that's because of course, the history of America and the legal system. But if people understand the basics of Larry, of law and the rights, I believe they can avoid a lot of the common mistakes, number one. And number two, they can take a lot of the proper steps initially to ward off government oppression. And later on, if they need help, professional help, then at least they have not messed up the cases where it's not salvageable. They protect their rights, they take the right steps, and a professional can step in there and help them to protect the rights and the freedoms. And so that's what I did with the classes, and that's how I developed eventually 11 classes, and I brought other people like Dave Wellington, Bill Conklin, Sean O'Connor, Vern Holland, other people which I found out were more knowledgeable than me. I brought them into the field of teaching the classes with me and share their wisdom and their experience with other people, because I wanted to give people all the tools that they wish to have to live free. Of course, you got to know law is a tool of freedom, and that's what it's, and justice, and that's what we need to get out to people.
Well, do you have any type of course to answer our previous caller's inquiry, study course?
Absolutely. The very first course I was describing, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1, is exactly that course. We start out with telling people what the basics of the law and your rights are, the stuff that we were not taught in high school, and then we move into how to use a law library, what the law library is like, what legal citations are. Then we get into how to respond to some basic letters of the IRS. Then we teach them about court procedures, and we actually do a mock court. And then we give them further tips and strategies and techniques on living free. And that's just a basic course, Larry, of 22 hours long. But it gives people what we should have all had in junior high school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and really what I do is, I know people, of course, don't know if what we do is really good or not, because everybody's peddling their wares, so to speak. So we offer that course with a 90-day unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. So people can really take the time, study the material, and if they're not happy with it or they simply want to just rent it and study it, they can send it back and get the deposit back. Because, you know, we want people to be educated, not just to get the money and put something in their hands they're not going to use. We want them to have these tools for freedom that they'll use for the lifetime.
Heyman, we got a caller in. Let's take it. Manny, is our caller on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You're on.
I'm Maureen, and I'm from Arizona.
Okay.
And I'm kind of going off topic, I guess, but I really want to get all of that information about his course. What I want to ask you about is that what I have learned recently about this, the federal IRS, is that what they did was you have the Internal Revenue, which is government. And basically what they did is they subcontracted out to the Internal Revenue Service, which is a private corporation incorporated in 1933 in Delaware. So when we go into court, usually what has happened is that we have been fighting the IRS under the wrong code. We have been fighting them under Code 26, which does not apply.
Well, let me answer that this way. I can remember.
And we're supposed to be fighting them under Title 15, Chapter 4, Subchapter 5, Section 1692.
Okay, and you're talking about the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act?
What was that?
okay, you know, when you refer to Title 15, you're talking about Title 15 United States Code. And I just simply asked, are you asking about the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm a lay person.
Okay.
You know, so the law, I'm just feeling my way around the law.
All right.
But they claim that this is a John Stewart of Arizona, and he claims that this is where all of the cases that have been won, this is where they won it, because the Code 26 only applies to Internal Revenue. So when you go into court, the prosecutors and the judge know this. So everything you're saying is moot because it does not apply to the Internal Revenue Service, the private corporation.
Okay, well, let me answer that. That whole thing about the IRS, that's a topic I have researched extensively. And, Payman, you'll be needing to throw in your two cents here in a moment. But that idea about the 1933, the IRS was created as a Delaware corporation. Payman mentioned a minute ago that he had joined Phil Marsh's organization, the Pilot Connection Society, back in about 92 or 93. Well, the Pilot Connection Society was going real strong back during the early 90s. Of course, Phil Marsh was indicted and convicted and sent to jail, and he died on April 15th of 2002 in jail. But he's the one that really promoted it hot and heavy that the IRS was this Delaware corporation. I've investigated that, and you know the only thing that happened was the name of the company that you know, if you actually get down to the bottom of what these people are talking about, they're just simply talking about an accounting company that was formed back in 1933, and it was called Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service Incorporated. Now, that was, back then, we had the Bureau of Internal Revenue. The Bureau of Internal Revenue was the agency of the federal government that was collecting the taxes. So there was a long cry from Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service Incorporated. There wasn't any similarities between Bureau of Internal Revenue and that company. But that company went out of existence. It failed to pay its franchise tax the following year.
Internal Revenue Service of Delaware?
Well, no, that whole thing about that Delaware corporation, I'm telling you, is just a lot of hot air. It means nothing. It's not true. But it was promoted in the freedom movement, the tax movement, about 15 years ago as being, you know, gee, this is some new discovery, which it was not. It was all incorrect, and that's what I'm telling you now. Payman, have you got a similar observation?
Yes, in fact, that was one of the things that Philip Marsh, as you said, in the package I got from him, he said that he had a photocopy of the something like the incorporation papers of that Internal Revenue Tax Service you're speaking about. And the problem, Larry, that our call is having is the same one that I have, and that is that we do not have the average person does not know how to go and verify or unverify these claims. Mm-hmm. And so, as you said, Larry, these theories are what I call collectively patriot mythologies. In other words, myth theories that sound good, feel good, make sense on the surface. But if you go dig underneath them and look at the assumptions on which they're based upon, you'll find out they're false. And the UCC, citizenship, comma versus admiralty jurisdiction, and straw man, expatriation, name and capital letters are just a few of the more common ones that are circulating out in the freedom movement. That's one of the reasons why, Larry, at Freedom Law School, that course I mentioned to you, the Level 1 course, one of the first things that I do in there, Larry, is I show people, I spend about 5 hours teaching people what the law library is, what a court citation or statute or code is. So when people like our caller here who hear about these things, rather than having to take the word of somebody that's the case, they can actually go and look it up and read it for themselves, and they come to the correct conclusion for themselves. So, Maureen, I 100% agree with what Larry's telling you. This stuff is a bunch of misinformation out there, but your challenge is, instead of going from one patron mythology to another, to another, to another, to another, the only way you can break that chain of ignorance and misinformation is for you to learn the very basics of how to use the law library and look it up. And it's easy. If a immigrant like me, which English is my second language, can learn how to look up and read laws, I'm sure for you, who English is your first language, you can do it. That's one of the main reasons why we offer that Level 1 course at Freedom Law School with a 9-day unconditional 100% money back guarantee, because – You know, people come to me after going through one theory after another to another to another that doesn't work. And by the time they come to me, oftentimes the case is so messed up, it's difficult to help them out. And I want to help you avoid those mistakes. And that's another reason, Bobby Morin, where we have our big conference coming up in Dallas, the 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. And Larry Breecraft, Tommy Cryer, Joel Bannister, and myself, and about 15 other great speakers going to be at this major event that you're going to want to be at. Although I'll be speaking with Tommy Cryer and Joel Bannister at another event in Phoenix, Arizona, in December the 8th as well. But I urge you to give us a call at Freedom Law School and request a free education information package. And our website, we address some of these questions that you're speaking of in our frequently asked questions section of our website. There's telephone numbers to call.
The one interesting thing, though, was that they said that, you know, the IRS is a private corporation.
But that's a false assumption. That's just a false conclusion.
That's
just simply not so. This guy is just saying
that
the sky is yellow, therefore you win. The sky simply is not yellow. The IRS is simply not a private corporation. He just, the assumption that he's saying is out of thin and made up. It's just not true. Just like the tooth fairy. Well, the tooth fairy brings the gifts for you once you put your teeth on your pillow. The problem is the assumption that the tooth fairy exists is simply not so. And that's the same thing you got here. IRS simply is not a private corporation chartered in Delaware, as this person is saying. And therefore, everything that builds upon that false assumption is also false.
Maureen, I've checked that out. That whole thing, you know, I'm surprised that after 15 years, this stuff is resurfacing again. But
well, it just came up on Friday.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. Well thank
you
very much.
Just tell the people that you're getting your information from that you've talked to us, and you know, that's old material.
I always check,
okay.
And double check.
All right. Hey, Maureen, thanks for listening to the show, and always stay tuned.
Oh, I love the show. Thank
Good
you.
Enough.
Bye-bye.
Hey. Damon, we got somebody. Manny just said we got somebody calling in from Australia. Let's take that call. James?
Hi, this is James from Brisbane, Australia.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just really fascinated by all your programs. I listen to Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, an awful lot, probably more than I need to, but really impressed by the Ron Paul campaign, because we don't have anyone like that in Australia that I'm aware of, who actually speaks from the heart and knows about the income tax and other things like that. And yeah, just was my question was, what's his? Does he have any stance on this global warming hysteria or climate change?
Wow, you know, hey, I'll tell you this on global warming. There was a piece on WorldNet Daily just yesterday, and it was also on the talk radio. Somebody with some organization that's prominent, and I forgot, it may still be over on the WorldNet Daily website, but somebody prominent in that whole movement just came right out and said this whole stuff about global warming is just hysteria. You know, I would think that the best thing to do would be get out on the Internet and just look around for some opinions, but, you know, I've seen over the last couple of years, my personal opinion is about global warming is that I think it's all propaganda. But I think it's propaganda for a purpose, and I think the propaganda for a purpose, at least here in the United States, and probably in Australia, and probably in places like Canada and Mexico and England, the whole purpose is to try to scare people to cut back on their consumption, you know, to try to speed up conversion from an oil-based economy to something else. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why they got this global hysteria. Yeah, it kind of fits in with what happened after 9/11. David, you got any comment about the global warming, which I think is a bunch of hogwash?
I agree with you, Larry. I think it is a bunch of propaganda. Another main purpose for the environmental stuff they're putting out there is because if you think about it, who can protect the environment? Well, the bigger the government, the better, because environment, it's all interconnected. World government would be the ideal government that would regulate and protect the environment, supposedly. So it gives the New World Order crowd, the big banks and corporations, and other grassroots thing they want to build, that, well, United Nations eventually have to control the environment of the whole world and protect it. That means we got to give UN more power. So I think it's in the power grab. the international money elite, a cause that's international, and of course at its roots, it seems like got to be handled at the international level. So I think that's why they're pushing the global warming theory.
I think very soon that the university students, because I've just finished my course at uni here in Queensland, they're going to be demanding change to be brought in, and I can just see through all the propaganda. And I saw signs the other day saying stop global warming, and it makes me sick, and the politicians are all jumping on the political issue, and I know what it's really going to end up, you know, Agenda 21.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And,
the people that are into... there's a group here in Huntsville, in Alabama, that's fighting. His name is Don Casey. You can probably get on the internet and find out information about the people that are fighting Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those people would probably have some good information about climate change.
Yeah.
Hey, James, you got anything else to ask of us?
Not really. But thanks very much for your time. It's a really great show, and. I didn't know what your name was, actually, because I got the wrong program on.
Oh, okay. My name's Larry Beecraft, and Tommy Crier, who's a lawyer from Louisiana, he's LSU fan, but he's the normal host for this program. I have a program on Saturday mornings, 9 to 10, and we're good friends, and he just asked me to host this show today. But, hey, James, thanks for calling in. Folks, come back after this commercial break, and we'll conclude this first half hour of the Tommy Crier program with the closing moments of Payman Motahedda.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, we're back, listeners. My guest today is Payman. Tell us about this next weekend. You have some
meeting that's going on in the Dallas area, and it must be someplace like Addison or Richardson or where?
Yes, Addison is a suburb of Dallas, Larry, and it's the 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference, and we have about 50 of the top speakers, leaders, movers, and shakers of the freedom movement talking about issues like the income tax fraud, what really happened on 9-1-1, the Federal Reserve Banking System, the FBI, CIA, the media, you know, what really we need to hear that we don't hear in the major media out there, the kind of programming that is on this network like RBN. We bring these people live for people to hear from in person. People like Joel Bannister, the ex-IRS gun-carrying special agent of the IRS, who quit the IRS when the IRS failed to show him the law that requires the average American to file for income tax. And we'll have Ed Griffin, who is perhaps the most renowned author and expert on the Federal Reserve banking system and New World Order, share the story of how and why the privately owned Federal Reserve banking cartel was created. We'll have William Rodriguez, who was the last man out of the North Tower in New York on September 11, 2001, who saved hundreds of lives, a real national hero. He'll be speaking about what he saw on that fateful day, which was different than what the government claims happened there. We have the guys from Loose Change DVD have the final cut of the Loose Change DVD. They're going to actually make it available for public purchase for the first time at this event. So, folks, if they want to see the newest Loose Change on 911, this will be the event to be at. But we got so many great speakers, Larry, like yourself and Tommy Cryer and others as well, that we make it for everybody to attend free if you're 21 or under or 25 years old and a full-time student and younger. But for everybody else, Larry, it's still very affordable. The conference is down to $35 a person in group rates. And in addition, we have a class Friday, November 16th, on the U.S. Constitution, your rights, freedom law, and the income tax, which Dave Wellington will be teaching along with myself. Although the November 17th and 18th next weekend is going to be the next part of the conference. I urge everybody, folks, if you're anywhere across the country, you want to fly to this major annual freedom event. We're going to have several hundred people at this great event. And the website for more information, Larry, is livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. And on the front page of our website, they'll see there's a link on the top to the 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. And I think people have a lot of good time at the conference, and as well as learn a lot and be empowered as far as what's going on with our country and what people can do to live free themselves, as well as work with like-minded people to restore freedom for all of us.
All right, well, Peter, we just got a few seconds. This is going to be in Addison. Whereabouts in Addison?
It's in North Dallas area.
I know, but where?
It's at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel.
Okay, good enough. Folks, if you want to go to that meeting, I encourage you to do so. Go over to the livefreenow.org website. Folks, come back at the next second hour of the Tommy Cryer Show. I'll have Dane von Blankenbuchardt as my guest. Stay tuned.
With recent